Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. They will do a great job of servicing your insurance needs. Here at the Chateau, Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Cam. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Jacksonville Jaguars have decided to put cabanas in the stadium.
Where?
I assume on the concourse. Assume they're going to have poolside cabanas. I guess it's going to be on the upper deck near the scoreboard.
Interesting.
The team has taken out 9,500 seats in the north end zone. They're replacing them with two-level party deck that includes two pools and 16 cabanas with plush furniture. Companies or fans can rent one of the four poolside cabanas on the first level for $12,500 a game or $250 per person. The package includes 50 tickets and an all-you-can-eat and drink wine, and also wine and beer will be served through the third quarter. And that's the case with the rest of the stadium. Similar package of 20 tickets on the upper level of the party deck, which does not include the pool, will cost $3,000 a game or $150 a person. So they are now putting cabanas in Jacksonville. Now, here's my suggestion. Get better players. All right, so...
Well, look at it this way. At least you'll have people come out on a nice winter day in Jacksonville. Maybe enjoy, instead of tailgating outside, tailgate inside and make some money on it. Lord knows the football game isn't going to be that exciting to watch.
That's my point. Get better players.
At least it gets people in the stadium this way. Hey, come out and enjoy the Jaguar Cabana. And by the way, there'll be a football game, too.
It's interesting. They took out 9,500 seats to do this.
Were they being sold anyway?
Don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
Now, back to the part before the break. We're getting certain things. You know, for example, let's take the Northwestern situation with, you know, the payment of players, likenesses, and things like that. There's a part that's ruined. I mean, they're starting to... Part of this is getting ruined by... opportunists. And that's one of them. People like to buy a jersey. You're one of them.
I do. Now, I don't have, okay. I'll be honest, I don't have any college jerseys. Right? That I don't have. I have all professional jerseys.
You're not allowed to put the name on the back of the jersey. But, for example, at a school like Penn State, there's a lineage of the jersey. The lineage of 22 was John Cappelletti, Evan Royster. Now it's Akeel Lynch. 31, of course, was Paul Posluszny. Shane Conlon. It was given to him with a reason. 32? You know, 32, Kajana Carter. Blair Thomas. know, there's a lineage. You know, number two, wearing number two at Michigan means something. Wearing 44 at Syracuse means something. And so you see people buying 44 jerseys. Well, are you buying it because it was Floyd Little? Or are you buying it because it was Jim Brown? Are you buying it because it was Ernie Davis? I mean, you know, what? You know. Now, obviously, you try to sell the hot number at the moment. Yeah, Penn State, the hot number at the moment would be 14, obviously. A lot of people like to wear 14 jerseys. Well, 14 also happens to be the jersey that two national championship quarterbacks wore, John Schaefer, Todd Blackledge. Also happens to be the Heisman Trophy runner-up in 1978, Chuck Fusina. I mean, this deal about just selling one number, it's a reaction to lawsuits, it's a reaction to unionization and so forth. I mean, you can take things too far sometimes.
I have a quick question, though, for you, Steve. You had mentioned, and we haven't been able to find out Arizona, what number they're using, but Texas A&M is 12 for the 12th man. Right. Is there going to be a 12 on? Are they going to issue the number 12, just like Northwestern issuing the number of their coach? I mean, are they going to issue those numbers to current players then?
Well, a 12 is not used.
Okay. I wasn't aware if it was or wasn't.
And I believe 51 is retired at Northwestern.
Okay. See, that was what I was going to ask next. If they aren't, then it seems kind of silly to justify it. By the way, Arizona, I just found out, only offering number 14.
For what?
Arizona will offer the jersey number 14.
Right. But I'm saying, I mean, we know what 12 and 51 stand for.
I don't know. I haven't been able to find out a reasoning behind it, but they just picked that one right now. I have not found out why.
I mean, after a while, you just sit back and say, come on. And if these players, if the college athletes start getting stipends, you know, this part about likenesses and so forth, it's a jersey number. Do you know how often these guys change numbers? They change numbers left and right all the time.
I can tell you, in high school, it's almost yearly.
I mean, Matt Gaudio had four different numbers here when he played basketball at Penn State. Four. He was here for 5 years. He had four different numbers. Guys wait for single-digit numbers to open up so they can change from one to the other. Sometimes you get your number changed because you're on special teams with somebody else. It's a duplicate number. So you have to change your number. Nick Suke had three different numbers here. 18, 10, and 1. I mean, it's just another step of, hey, let's just ruin it for everybody else again. You want to go, you know, some people wear 45 here because it was Sean Lee's number. Some people want to wear 45 because it's Alex Butterworth's number. Parents want to buy the jersey because it's their kid's number. Can't buy your kid's number? The only number you can buy is 51? Really?
An interesting little stat. Texas A&M made less than 60,000 with jersey sales throughout its athletic department in 12-13. Throughout its athletic department in jersey sales. It's not like they're making a lot of money. I mean, they're only making, what, $2-3 a shirt? A jersey?
Plus, obviously, the vast majority of them were Johnny Manziel. But
sure.
Yeah, look, but a guy's popular, he's popular. Well, guess what? Okay, all these people are going to show up with number two jerseys this year. Guess what? There is no number two out there.
Well, here,
you know, and someday there may be a guy that wears two and he's the next guy up. It's like I said, I'm against retiring jersey numbers to begin with. always have been. They'll never wear number 9 again in Boston. I don't care. Assign the numbers. Just, you know, honor them. Put them in a ring of honor, a hall of fame, something. Between the Montreal Canadiens and the New York Yankees, you got numbers retired all over the place.
Well, you remember I just told you less than $60,000 for Texas A&M on jersey sales is what they made athletic department-wide a couple of years ago. That is about a tenth of what they made in T-shirt sales, just to compare where the money really is.
Look, if you want to take it another step, okay, take, for example, jersey sales. All right, we'll sell you any jersey you want, any number you want, and we're going to take the proceeds and we're going to give it to charity. Okay, here at Penn State, as an example, we'll take the proceeds, we'll give it to Thon. We'll take the proceeds, give it to Lift for Life. Okay. There you go. Now you can sell any number you want. Does it really matter about likeness then, where it's going to benefit kidney cancer research, it's going to benefit pediatric cancer research? There you go. That's what you should do with it. It's only going to be $60,000 only. But $60,000? They can take the $60,000. They can give it to Texas A&M's favorite charity, whatever it happens to be. Problem solved. Take the money from jersey sales, give it to a charity. You can sell any number you want at that point. Now the school's not profiting off the jersey thing. You got people wearing the jersey. It's really cool. Whatever. And I'm talking about jerseys that are sold at the university designated outlet.
Yeah, there's a lot of knockoffs that you can get at stores all over the place.
Sure there are. And knockoffs left and right. Because in the end, it's the team's jersey. It's not his jersey. Just turns out it's his number. It doesn't have his name on it. And guess what? In college, the shelf life, you're done. I saw a lot of people this year at Penn State wearing 23 jerseys at basketball for Tim Frazier. Well, guess what? Next year, there's no Tim Frazier.
It's funny that you what you just said just kind of struck me as funny because it works this way very much in high school. Guess what happens at the end of your senior year in high school? You turn in the jersey 9 times out of 10. You don't even get to keep the jersey because it's the team's jersey, not yours.
It's the team's jersey.
Now, that's not to say some schools don't put names on the back and the kids earn money to or buy them themselves. That's a different topic we're talking about. But most of the time, if it's a jersey that doesn't have any name on the back, you're handing it back at the end of the season.
Sure. And some people, they buy them to support the team. They buy them because it's comfortable. They, you know, whatever. But I'm getting sick and tired of things that are fun for people now. I can't really do that. You know, it's in court or it's being lit. Like, oh, for sakes. You know what? You even wrecked your video game.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, it's because you're bitter. Well, that's what they're in the NCAA. NCAA played a little fast and loose, I think some people feel, with what they did with video games. And O'Bannon was on the stand today. Ed O'Bannon. And, I mean, they're in federal court. I mean, and they came right away. He said, quote, "I was an athlete masquerading as a student," O'Bannon said. Evidently, so was Rashad McCants. "I was there strictly to play basketball. I did basically the minimum to make sure I kept my eligibility academically so I could continue to play." O'Bannon portrayed himself as a dedicated athlete who would stay after the game and work on his shot. if you played poorly, but an indifferent student at best at UCLA. He said he was there to play basketball, which took up so much time that just making it to class a few hours a day actually was difficult. Now, Abandon did lead UCLA to the national championship in 95. Said he spent 40 to 45 hours a week either preparing for games or playing in games, and only 12 hours a week on his studies. He changed his major from communications to U.S. history after an academic advisor suggested it would be the easiest fit for his basketball schedule. So there were classes I took that were not easy classes, but they fit my basketball schedule so I could make it a basketball practice. Okay, now that's a little fast and loose, too. I'll talk about why in a few moments. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
June has always been one of the best months to buy a new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
Why?
Just listen. Sunbury Motors has 15 2014 Souls in stock
starting under $15,000.
There's 26 2015 Kia Sorentos in stock, and we're already discounting them up to $4,000. 2015 Sorentos start at $22,913. You want real luxury? We got it with the 2014 International Car of the Year, the Kia Cadenza. Sunbury Motors Kia is discounting all Cadenzas
$6,000.
Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Kia has 84 new Kias to choose from. Where else would you buy your next new vehicle
than Sunbury Motors?
On the Strip in Hummel's Wharf, satisfying more customers,
selling more cars.
A tradition of trust since 1915.
Taxes extra, all applicable Kia customer rebates applied. KMF bonus cash financing to well-qualified customers.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
At the Copa.
For the first time in 35 years, we played Barry Manilow on this station. All right. Yes, they're putting in cabanas, by the way, in Jacksonville. Took out 9,500 seats for cabanas.
It could indeed be the hottest spot north of Havana.
Yes, it could be. Ed O'Bannon today was talking about he spent 40 to 45 hours a week playing practicing basketball, whatever, for games and so forth. Yeah, you remember, that's his choice to make. Hey, Jim Herrick. Now, when Penn State beat UCLA in the 1991 NCAA tournament, Ed O'Bannon was on the bench but couldn't play because he had a knee injury. So he redshirted. And then he went and he played 92, 93, 94, and in 95 as a fifth-year senior, they won the national championship. But, yeah, he was on the bench. I remember him specifically looking over, he mentioning on the broadcast that he was there and redshirting because of a knee injury because he was a high-profile recruit. And when you're talking about classes, these guys have a chance and opportunity to have their classes between 8 and 2. It takes a little bit of work sometimes, and there are some people that take classes that happen after practice, and they get dismissed. And I can tell you with Penn State, the number of times I have seen players who were in a class for basketball, for example, where the class bled over into practice and the player was late. And that's the way it was. Classes came first. And I've seen that many times where a player Tuesday and Thursday, class bled over, okay? And because I'm there. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, I can tell you when somebody's lying about somebody being at practice. All right. Football, the number of times over the years I've seen players dismissed early from football practice, over and over and over, dismissed early because they had a class or a test they had to take. over and over. So when he talks about the 40 to 45 hours on basketball, a lot of that was his own personal time because to him, he wanted to get to the NBA, which he did. He was in the NBA for 2 years. I think he was a first-round pick. All right. Well, Bannon acknowledged that of getting benefits from his time at UCLA, including a free education, room and board, that he enjoyed his relationship with Jim Herrick, the late John Wooden. Under cross-examination, he said he believes athletes should share in some of the money that schools are making off their efforts on the court and field. Well, you are, Ed, or you were. Where do you think they came up with the money to pay for your education at UCLA? Stipend, a little extra spending money, I'm okay with that. Employees, no way on the planet. All right. In fact, today they just came out with another federal student loan program, which Kevin and I were talking about at the top of the hour during the break. That's the life of a college student, taking out loans left and right. Some of them are left with debt between $50,000 and $100,000. Something tells me when Ed left UCLA, unless he fouled up, he left with no debt and a pro contract. I don't care if he's selling cars today in Las Vegas. He left UCLA with a degree.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Monday, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They'll take great care of all your insurance needs. And they'll do it with the kind of care that everyone hopes for. And also, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I was reading about the Ed O'Bannon case. And he joined a lawsuit that carries his name after seeing his image used in an NCAA-branded video game. Said he signed a letter of intent that he was never read as a 17-year-old eager to display his skills at UCLA. He ended up spending 5 years at the school, but was seven courses short of graduating when he was drafted into the NBA. Now, look, at some point, okay, whose fault is that? I mean, really. At some point, you do turn 20, 21, 22. Whose fault is that? Look, I just want to go to the NBA. I just want to go to the NBA. I don't care about that. Okay, but guess what? Guess whose problem that is? That's your problem. All right? That is your problem. You know, where's the money go? Well, guess what? The money goes to paying your scholarship and paying his scholarship and her scholarship and so forth. Again, it's done. Young people today, there's a big problem as far as I'm concerned. Direct deposit is really, really good, right? You know, because look, okay, all of a sudden the money is there, it's set to go, it's available. Now, here's the negative to direct deposit. You don't get that slip anymore that says, oh, I paid that much to the federal government. I paid that much to the state. I paid that much locally. I paid an LST tax. I paid FICA. I paid. What is all this? Where you realize all the little slices and dices that have been taken out of your paycheck and gives you a perspective on where your money's going. Well, that's the same thing with tuition. It's done with a click of a mouse. And I've talked about this before, where the athlete sits there and I'm not getting paid. Oh, yeah, you are, buddy boy. Click, click, click. Let's see now. I just took $12,000 and I just paid your tuition. Click. I just took X amount. I just paid for your books. I just took X amount again. Boom. I just paid for your room and board. So when you're sitting in that free apartment that you have, with the free books that you have, okay, to go with the free training table you have, and admittedly, you've got to sweat a lot for all of this. There is no question about that in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, on the practice field, on game day, and so forth. But here's the other part. Ed O'Bannon talks about being on the cover. Not everybody is a star. Not everybody's a star. Some people come in with big build-up, and it doesn't quite pan out for them. Other people come in with little build-up, and it turns out to be great. Some end up being middle of the road. How do you determine worth and value? And because he's seven courses shy in 5 years of graduating, whose fault is that? You can blame everybody you want. Maybe I didn't get enough good advice, whatever. Okay, I understand that because sometimes you can get lousy advice from an advisor. You really can. I graduated from college in 3.5 years. I actually had to take an extra course in my final semester. Okay? To graduate because of a requirement that they have here at Penn State called Other Cultures. And they said something that I was advised to take to fulfill it, didn't fulfill it, and I had to come up with something else. I had to take History of the Middle East my last semester. So I actually graduated in 3.5 years with more credits than I needed. Because I got bad advice from an advisor early on as to what to take to fulfill it. So that does happen. But seven courses? Eddie, that's your baby. You know, it's obvious that you majored in basketball. That's fine. It got you a 2-year pro career. That's fine. Now, did the NCAA play fast and loose with this EA Sports thing? Yeah. Yeah, they did. That's why they've settled with EA Sports. That's why they went out and put it together a $20 million settlement that was announced earlier today with former Nebraska and Arizona State quarterback Sam Keller, $20 million. I mean, they know. It's not like the NCAA doesn't know. That's why they severed the EA Sports contract. That's why they announced the agreement with Sam Keller and those involved in that lawsuit. The O'Bannon thing, they've been offering, and the O'Bannon people are like, no. The NCAA recognizes they played fast and loose with this. That's why they've settled. Problem is the O'Bannon people won't settle.
Steve, I have to jump in here real quick. We just got this from Sarah in the newsroom. Route 11 in Point Township is blocked in both directions between Northumberland and Danville. And we don't have any more details at this time, but they are telling me they are telling us in the newsroom that it is blocked in both directions. Route 11, Point Township, between Northumberland and Danville.
Okay. Find alternate routes.
You only have a couple of options, really.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I understand that. I understand. I mean, it's easy for you. You have a helicopter that takes you home.
Right. I have the Cessna. I realized, by the way, Cessna is not a helicopter. I just want you to know I did know that.
Oh, my goodness. At least you could have said, I take the Sikorsky, something.
I couldn't think of a helicopter other than Bell, okay?
Oh, no. That's because it's a bowl game.
Oh. Right. Very good.
Sikorsky makes helicopters in Connecticut. Come on. All part of United Technologies.
You are a wealth of information.
It bugs you, I know that.
I don't know, but if they ever have Team Jeopardy, I want you on my team.
So, all right, 800-795-9565. Look, I don't want somebody that pours their sweat into it and whatever. I mean, that's why I've modified how I feel about the stipend thing. But I'm sorry, you can't. You're never going to get me to budge as somebody who's paid a lot of money out of his own pocket for tuition over the years. You're just not going to get me to budge. I go back to direct deposit, how you don't know how much was taken out federal, FICA, state, local, medical, okay? Okay, when you have direct deposit, you know, because some people are going paperless now. It's paperless. Oh, yeah, we're going green. Even though Weyerhaeuser will plant more trees, we're going green, okay? We're going green. Okay, that means you're getting no paper. Okay, even though last I checked, paper was recycled. they think the world is, they think everybody in the world is dumb. But they don't give you paper or anything. So now you don't know what you, all you know is that a number shows up in your checking account. Okay? Which means you don't see all the deduction. Okay. The same thing with tuition. Click of the mouse, thousands transferred over to pay your tuition. Click of the mouse, thousands transferred over so that you have a place to live. Click of the mouse, transferred over so you have books. And because it's all click of the mouse and it never physically gets into your hands and is exchanged, so it takes away for some people, not many. Most student athletes really, really appreciate their scholarship. So let's take that off the table that they don't, because the vast majority of student athletes I'm around really appreciate their scholarship. I'll have an addendum to that in a moment. But there are some who are in the star position and think, hey, I should be getting, look at all the people I draw, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. You know, but guess what? You are, but you never see the money physically in your hands. Because it is bloodless, it gives you a different perception as to what the reality is. In reality, money in your name is taking care of things. For you. College isn't for everybody. But I also want to also dispel the notion that about scholar athletes or student athletes not appreciating and they all want the money. That's not true. The vast, vast majority of student athletes I run into appreciate their scholarships so much. They do get it. Every year, for example, Penn State has an athletic endowment dinner. I MC the dinner every year. And usually there are about 200 to 300 student athletes from a wide array of sports on hand for this. And they deliberately sit them at the tables with the people who have endowed the scholarships. The appreciation that they have for people who have donated to the scholarship fund, endowed a scholarship, and so forth is exponential and off the charts. Because as the NCAA says, the vast majority of student athletes are going in pro something else besides athletics. And that's true. You're talking about a handful of college basketball players, literally. There are about to be 60 drafted before this month is out. 60 total. Okay, take 350 and multiply that times 13. That's 3,500. 3,750. That's what, 4,250 men's basketball players. 4,250. Out of the 4,250, approximately 40 to 45 of them are about to be drafted by the NBA. out of 4,250, 45 will be drafted. 15 others will be for foreign players like Dante Exum from Australia and so forth. He'll be one of the top five or six picks. Okay? Okay, numbers give you a little perspective. 85 scholarships times 120 schools. Okay, now you're talking about, what, 8,500, 1,600, about approximately 10,000 college football players in Division I college football, what we call FBS. 10,000. Okay, 335 of them were just drafted. So the vast majority knows that they're not, you know, they understand it. They go in with a dream. They try to keep the dream alive as long as possible. And then see how it goes. I mean, Penn State had three guys drafted. A few others signed as free agents, but that's it. They make a big deal about a school having seven guys drafted. Hey, seven or eight guys get picked from our team. That's 10%. What about the other 90%? Okay. There's a woman soccer player here. Her name is Rocky Rodriguez. Really good player, by the way. All Big Ten selection. And when the campaign for Penn State was done, Peter Tombros chaired it, but there was also an athletic component to it. The Peter Tombros chaired for the Future campaign raised $2.1 billion. Of that $2.1 billion, $350 million went to athletics. And at Pagula, they had a ceremony for all this, you know, with the donors there sitting in the stands, and I emceed this. And, you know, Dave Joyner spoke, James Franklin spoke, David Taylor spoke. David Taylor was, I mean, Dave, you know, here's David Taylor with all his accomplishments, how much he appreciated his scholarship and what it meant to him. She then got up, and she wowed the crowd with a brilliant speech. She's from Costa Rica. 18 months ago, she wasn't speaking English for obvious reasons. And she has worked hard now in her sophomore year to learn English, delivered a beautiful, impassioned speech about what her scholarship means to her and what it can mean to her down the road while having the ability to play a sport she loves, soccer. That's the vast majority of student athletes I run into, that they really appreciate their scholarships. The Rashad McCants of the world, and I broadcast Rashad McCants' first game ever in college, you know. Played Penn State, Dean Dome. He had 22 points that night. I thought, wow, this guy's pretty good. I just did it, you know, stay alive in college. People wrote papers for me. That's why I say at 18, you want to go, go. But if you want to go to college, okay, you have to make a minimum in football 3-year commitment, basketball 2-year commitment. And get ingrained in what college is about. Instead of saying, hey, look, I'm gonna go for a year or whatever. And after the first semester, like, do you really have to take any classes at the first semester if you really intend on going? Do you really have to? Now, believe me, class attendance here at Penn State is checked all the time. I have to fill out, when I teach a class here and I have an athlete in the class, I have to fill out a monthly progress report on them. where they are grade-wise. Have they missed any assignments? How many classes have they attended? How many have they missed? And so forth. It's detailed. And it goes right to them. And James Franklin, I'll give you an example. James Franklin personally reads every report, and if there's anything that is even off, out of line with him, that player is in his office. Pat Chambers, same way. All right. Quick note, Route 11. Point Township blocked both directions between Northumberland and Danville. No further details available, except Kevin has ordered a chopper to bring him home.
I got a ball game tonight.
Yeah, there's a group of people right now sitting on Route 11 listening to the show. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. You're right.
About your ball game at all. They're like wondering how the heck are they going to get out of this mess and get out of here. They want, you know, how can I get out of this? What road can I take?
Hey, and I'll be right there with you in just a few minutes.
You have advance notice. Take a back road.
Good point.
Oh, just so sad. On News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, Route 11, Point Township, blocked in both directions between Northumberland and Danville. We're getting a better read right now on reasons why. Sarah will have more on that at the top of the hour. And we hit our news block here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. My respect for the Purdy family is exponential. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. You'll have to take a back road to get to your game today.
Yeah, there's a couple of options. If you're coming through the in the Northumberland area, you may want to head up 147, take 45 to 254, come in that direction. Mm-hmm. You also have the option of the quote-unquote back way. Head to Sunbury, out milepost, and head towards Sunbury Road and come into Riverside and cross the bridge. Those are your options for the most part. And, of course, there's always Interstate 80.
You know, you could be late for the game and maybe increase your team's odds of winning.
No, that's not possible. Hey, I keep the book.
Yeah, that's big.
I'm the official scorer. And we're getting word now that the Route 11 is open. All clear has been sounded.
Good. All clear. Now you can take the route. You can be on time. In fact, just the mere announcement of that, Vegas just put your team a -3.
Oh, man.
Love it.
That's all right. Right. I lost my firstborn on the Belmont anyway, so.
Oh, that was intelligent. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Have a great night, everyone. Route 11 open in both directions.